Did you know that there are certain actions and deeds we can perform which will cause the innocent and sinless angels to pray for our forgiveness? Let me mention a few of these to you. The first one is, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, verily, Allah Ta'ala and his angels send salat on those who adorn an imamah on Friday. So make a habit, every Friday, try to wear a turban, try to wear an imamah sharif. Inshallah azza wa jal, the angels will pray for your forgiveness. And Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, he explained that for the angels to send prayers means that they seek for the forgiveness of the people. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said, and this one is for the wives, that the birds in the sky, the fish in the sea, the angels in the heavens, and the sun and the moon seek forgiveness for a wife that is obedient to her husband for as long as she remains obedient to him. According to Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the normal angels and the throne-bearing angels continue seeking forgiveness for the person who lights a lamp in the masjid for as long as the lamp continues to burn. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said that whoever writes salat upon me in a book, angels continue seeking forgiveness for him for as long as my name remains in it. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said that whoever recites Surah Ad-Dukhan, 70,000 angels will seek forgiveness for him. Our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has given glad tidings for those who seek knowledge. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the entire creation of the skies and the earth seek forgiveness for the seeker of knowledge. So my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Mandi channel, fortunate is that person for whom angels are seeking forgiveness for. So try your best to act upon these points so that they, the innocent and sinless angels, pray for me and you. May Allah Ta'ala bless us all with these angelic prayers. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.